Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. One out. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer fires to first and picks off Sissell. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground for a single. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of West. Com reaches second base with a double. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards first. Shires catches it and throws to second to double up Com. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr strikes out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hadley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil catches it and throws to first to double up Spencer. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Tate and he is safe. West steals second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons spins and fires to second, with Kerr covering, and West is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Calm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calm. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tate strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Lyons reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice bunts towards second. Cecil picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cecil. Rice moves to second. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy juggles the ball. That's an error on Clancy. Cronin moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Shires moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hunfield now playing shortstop. John Kerr now playing second base. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators won. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Smeet Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield bunts in front of the plate. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Jolly moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Com hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Rice reaches second base with a double. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and moves to third. Two outs. Alex Metzler now playing right field. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 3 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodward takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-0 in the game. Hunfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. One out. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.